150 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4, CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Victoria King speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Thank you, Victoria. Gotta love that ERP, right? And the program within all of that is Voyage, that you're currently listening to. My name's Keith Black, jazz between 10 and 1 here, live at CKUW. Well, now, let's move on to another guitarist with a very different sound. In the avant-garde world, Mary Halverson is right up there with her guitar work. A very distinctive sound. I don't know how to describe it, but she has a, at the end of some of her phrases, it's sort of a wah-wah. It's an effect that is totally hers, and it shows up in a lot of her work. She has an excellent album out fairly recently called About Ghosts. And she has a sextet that has Adam O'Farrell on trumpet, Jacob Garchik, he's been on for today, on trombone, Nick Dunstan on bass, Patricia Brennan on vibes, and Thomas Fujiwara on drums. On this album, that group is augmented by Brian Settles on tenor and Emmanuel Wilkins on alto. But there's some very, very fine writing here and some very dense, deep sounds. A lot of great stuff on this album. And they explore many topics, and whether or not they're all about ghosts, you can put the term ghost into whatever configuration you think it works. And in the meantime, let's have three tracks here from About Ghosts. One of them only runs a couple of minutes. The first one is called Aramanthine, then Polyhedral, the little one, and then Enmos, which isn't much longer, but it was the last track on the album, appropriately. Here's Mary Halverson. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Well, that was Mary Halverson on guitar. Sorry, I was just away from the mic for 1 second too long there, with a set from About Ghosts. And Mary Halverson is a major talent in the jazz guitar world these days, and is well recognized and is, I'm sure, in great demand. This is her own album, but she has also appeared as a side person in other folks' organizations as well. Coming back home with another interesting album that involves a couple of people as co-leaders with some other folks. David Binney plays alto saxophone, and he's been in Winnipeg, at least a couple of times that I have seen him, and probably others as well, from L.A., basically, but has a lot of contact with Canada, has had a lot of involvement with Canadian musicians. And a recent album that he partnered up with drummer Tommy Crane, and they did an album called The Isle, ISLE, meaning the Isle of Montreal, and the tracks and the music was, I think, probably certainly recorded there, and has to do with that area. And they also used at the same time an ensemble of other folks from the Montreal area. For example, Dave Gossage on flutes, Levi Dover and Jordan Brooks on bass, Parker Stair on piano and keyboards, and Thomas Carbo on guitar. And there's an LA-based bassist called Logan Kane joins Binney as well on this. So the personnel are not always the same. I apologize for reading that, but if any of you have ever had anything to do with record labels and record insets and covers, the fonts are getting smaller and smaller. That font is so small that I have very great difficulty reading it. It's probably about one, and the light in here just isn't enough for these old eyes to catch easily. So if I stumbled a bit there, it's that I was just trying to make sure I didn't make too many mistakes, because it's really awkward. Enough of that. David Binney and Tommy Crane, some excellent tracks from the album called The Isle. Here's the band. very interesting album, that called The Isle, with alto player David Binney and drummer Tommy Crane, with an addition of three or four Montreal musicians. Some very interesting work there, and some of it is very gentle, sort of melodic, and then a couple of tracks they really sort of take it down. So, well, let's just say it's a neat album, and David Binney has done all sorts of different configurations in his history of small group, large ensemble. Has written for both, and very prolific. And the one time I had a chance to talk to him, the very shy initially, like not very, not immediately outgoing, and until you mention something about one of his albums, and then he just opens up like a blossom. It's really neat. David Binney, along with Tommy Crane there. And the time is marching on. It's 12:35 or so here in Winnipeg. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM. My name's Keith Black. Jazz till 1 o'clock now, so there's still some more to go. This next album is sort of interesting. It's an Australian label that I have fairly recently had a contact with. And this group I had not been aware of before. The group is called Polyglot. And it is described as an Australian-Japanese trio. And the notes say, a compelling new album that deepens their exploration of cross-cultural exchange. So you can bet you're going to hear stuff that's really not your father's jazz trio, so to speak. The trio is Steve Barry on piano and organ, who's from Australia and New Zealand. Ko Omura on drums and tabla, who is Japanese. And Kosuke Ochai on bass. And he is also Japanese, but he not only bass, he plays Morin Kur, K-H-U-U-R. And I would love to tell you that I knew what that was, but I didn't until I looked it up. Morin Kur is normally known as a horse head fiddle. It's a two-stringed Mongolian bowed instrument. It's sort of like it looks like some sort of Dali version of a bass. But it's really interesting. But it is basically a bowed instrument, two strings, and it's called a horse's head fiddle in the popular term. So they have contemporary jazz improvisation with traditional performances from India, Mongolia, Japan, the result is you're going to hear it. It's very cool. Here's a set from Polyglot. Thank you. Well, that's a little bit of the group called Polyglot, Australian-Japanese trio, with some very interesting, as they say, cross-cultural music there. And I've got just enough about time to say goodbye for this week's show. What you're hearing in the background, just a little bit more of Branford Marsalis, which will take us to 1 o'clock. My name's Keith Black, and as always, I want to thank you all for tuning in today to this episode of Voyage. And I hope that you've heard something that will stimulate your interest enough to come back again next week, because I'll be doing it again then. Stay warm, look after yourselves. Thanks for tuning in today. See you next time. Bye for now.